at Drive.
More of your calls to come on Egypt in a few minutes' time. But first, those of you who are football fans will know that it's the Premier League season starting tomorrow. West Ham play Cardiff. I shall be there at Upton Park doing my usual thing. And somebody else who will be there is my next guest, Daniel Skoronski. He's chief executive of Alpari UK, and they are the main shirt sponsors at West Ham. Daniel, welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
The reason I wanted to talk to you today is because I'm fascinated at what shirt sponsors get in return, because it must cost a huge amount of money to sponsor a Premier League team, whether it's West Ham, Manchester United, whoever. What do you get out of it?
Well, we're really looking for the branding aspect of it. It's something to build our brand on a global scale, and obviously the Premiership is the best league in the world. And we get coverage, you know, in Asia, in Europe, even in the United States. So really it's about building our image and our brand.
And that's quite interesting because, of course, 10 or 20 years ago, most teams would have been sponsored by a local company, sort of the local paint company or something, whereas now it's much more international. And you think that West Ham can give you that?
Well, I mean, Alpari is a local company, so let me put that there. Our head office is the UK, so we are very much a London-based company. Having said that, though, we do have, obviously, international offices, and we do have that global reach. So, you know, absolutely. I mean, if you look at some of the teams that are going over to Europe in the into Asia and into the off-season, you know, clearly they're trying to target a certain market, and, you know, we're doing the exact same thing.
West Ham go to Germany, as opposed to Manchester United and Chelsea going to all far-flung parts of the world. What does Alpari actually do?
Actually, I just want to comment on that. It's funny because I was hanging out with some of the players a week ago
as
when we were
do.
Looking at the new stadium. And I asked them, you know, where would they like to go in the world? And most of them were saying, let's go to the United States. They didn't really want to go to Asia or something. But I think I found out that it was Sam who actually dictated more where they actually went to make sure that they were prepared properly for the league. But Alpari, we're an online trading company. We mainly focus on Forex and CFDs. We do have a new product that we're launching next week called Binary Options, which is actually a much more simple financial product in the market. But our main focus is Forex.
And a lot of people suspect, I suppose, that people sponsor football teams because they want to do just what you said you've just done, mixed with the players and sort of hobnob with the team and all that sort of thing. Now, you're obviously not from this country.
How did you figure that one out?
Exactly. I mean, how much truth is there in that?
Well, I mean, maybe a little bit about the signing, why I ultimately chose, yes, I'm an American and... we call the great sport of football soccer over there. And when I came here, it was, you know, obviously Alpari already had a relationship with West Ham. We weren't the shirt sponsors, but we already were doing some advertising with them. I was approached by our head of marketing, and he basically said, look, there's an opportunity to do the shirt. This is what we can get out of it. And quite frankly, I was skeptical at first. But the more and more I thought about it, the more I just basically said, look, here's the budget. If you can make it work, I'll go ahead and sign off on it. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm really glad I did. From the value that we've gotten from, you know, I've been here for a little bit more than a year now, and almost every person that I talk to, ironically, whether it's, you know, a taxi driver in the airport, tourists abroad, they seem to actually have a West Ham following. So, it just made me feel really comfortable and really happy to be able to support such a team, especially a London-based team. And for Alpari, our main focus was to look for a London-based team so that we could actually do what you said, you know, hang out with the players, be able to go to all the games, to actually send our clients to the game. So it's not just about just the shirt sponsorships. It's about interacting with the team and actually interacting and building that brand with them as well.
Well, in the interest of balance, I should say there are other London teams that could have been sponsored, but I'm sure West Ham are very glad that you chose them. Daniel, thank you very much indeed for
talking
to us.
Thank you very much,
And let's hope that we get the right result tomorrow.
Yes. Come on, you Irons, right?
Exactly.
Go Hammers,
you got it right. It's 5-7. Let's